in the steel box. That's exactly what BP did earlier in the day. How did it turn out? We'll tell you. Also, from the Taliban, the Pakistani Taliban is saying Shahzad did a brave job. Oh, please. Taking credit for this guy who assimilated and bungled the job, thank goodness. Here we are at the crossroads once again of yet another weekend. Hooray. That means we have our cheap movie review in our final hour. And also, we're going to lighten the load with a few fun things along the way, like it is Mother's Day weekend. So, who are the best TV moms? Who do you think are the best TV moms? Somebody said to me, from Everyone Loves Raymond, because, you know, that's in syndication. That's always played a lot, I think. And her name is Marie. So, that was one that was suggested. Peg Bundy is another one people think of. And there are a slew of TV moms, I'm sure, that we could come up with. But who do you think is the best TV mom? See, we got to lighten the load every once in a while around here. Kate Delaney's my name, and again, the show is America Tonight. You can throw in your two cents, left of left, right of right, and somewhere in between. We accept the grays, of course. 800-259-5791. Abroad, who gives out her number? 800-259-5791. So we'll tell you about the steel box and the Pakistani Taliban applauding the efforts of Faisal Shahzad, who didn't pull off the job in Times Square. And also, speaking of Shahzad, the reaction now at this point to what should we do with Mirandizing people like Abdullah Muttalib, the guy who almost blew the plane out of the sky back on Christmas Day in Detroit. He was Mirandized. Shahzad was Mirandized. And Shahzad, more than Abdullah Muttalib, is giving up more information, according to the AG, Eric Holder. Which, that's the key. The key to me is getting the info. Anything that will help connect the dots, perhaps lead to thwarting a future attack, keys on assimilation and things that are happening in the U.S. Because I asked the question a couple of days ago, how many other Shahzads do you think there are floating around in the U.S. who are just biding their time? And that, to me, is the scariest part. It's not, I want the 72 virgins, or I believe in this so much that it's more about it. I believe in this so much that I am willing to wait. I'm going to have a family. I'm going to school. I'm getting one degree and another degree, and I am on track, and I'm still going to go to camp. I'm going to learn to do what I can do, and I'm going to make my move when the time is right, even if I have to wait for years. That, my friends, is the scariest thing about all of this. So in the meantime, what about citizenship? Senator Joe Lieberman has suggested and has actually proposed legislation saying, okay, so if there's a terrorist who's an American citizen and he's caught somewhere in Pakistan or Afghanistan or Italy, wherever, he or she should be stripped of their citizenship. Here's what Lieberman said earlier in the day.
The war we're fighting today against Islamist terrorists is obviously not like World War II. It is very unconventional, and perhaps that's part of the reason why people are misunderstanding what we're trying to do here. But our enemies, foreign terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, are just as committed to attacking America and killing Americans as the German and Japanese military was in World War II. In fact, as the attempted terrorist attack on Times Square showed us again, our enemies today are even more willing than the Nazis or fascists were to kill innocent civilian Americans here in our homeland. The bill we're introducing today, the Terrorist Expatriation Act, would simply update the 1940 law to account for the enemy that we are fighting today. Under the Terrorist Expatriation Act, the State Department would be able to revoke the citizenship of an American who affiliates with a foreign terrorist organization who fights against our country.
All right, so the question is, fair or foul, your take on this? We did touch on this a little bit on a previous show, and we had a guest on in our first hour, if you missed it, which we'll replay for you so you can hear, because he's great. He's a terrorism expert. I have him on occasionally, and his name is Jeff Atticott, and he says it's ridiculous what Lieberman's trying to do, and the better thing would be to label someone or to take a U.S. citizen, okay, so you're caught in that scenario, and you would be a enemy combatant, or, you know, you can come up with some other name, but you would be able to be tried by a military commission, which would still mean, you know, you could be executed, I guess, if you want to look at it that way, but not to strip them of their citizenship. And it didn't really get what Lieberman's proposing, his piece of legislation didn't get enough of a push to go anywhere. So at this point, it isn't going anywhere. But it does bring up the question, and he's going to continue to push for this. I guarantee you will see Lieberman on one of the Sunday shows. Remember, on Sunday night, we do the Sunday Swirl, where you have all the talking heads that have been either on, This Week, or they've been on Meet the Press, or Face the Nation, or on Fox, or CNN, or wherever. That's what it is. It's about politics. This is going to be discussed for sure this week, and naturally, Shahzad will be the big topic. How he got in, what happened in that path to him becoming a citizen, because he's a naturalized citizen, and he had just had the citizenship for a year, and all the other ins and outs of what's going on with assimilation, what's happening with the borders, and what's going on when it comes to terrorists who are Americans. So this will generate a lot of buzz. You can throw in your two on this, too. 800-259-5791. Wow, three times I said the number at the top. I got an email from Sid. He says, Kate, I love your show, but you never say the number. I can't remember the number, because usually when you spout out the number, I don't have a pen. I'm sure it's on the website. So if you forget the number, you can always go to the website. But I will say the number more often. How is that? Man, I hated hearing this story earlier in the day. It seems like every time I turn around, besides earthquakes, before I go on the air, I'm hearing about bomb threats. And someone on a bus called 911 to report that there was an explosive on board. This happened in New Hampshire. It was a 9-hour bomb scare, though. And this was a bus from Maine to New York. It ended up in Portsmouth, and it ended peacefully, thank goodness. The passenger walked off with his hands over his head, the lone terrorist. The 16 others and the driver had left the bus hours earlier. So it was kind of like the negotiation scene where, okay, I'll let a couple of people go off if you get me a pizza, and then I want thousands of dollars in a plane or whatever. He was asking for all kinds of things. But it is scary. He had camouflage pants without a shirt. He had his hands high above his head when he came off. And, I mean, 9 hours of this, people were so worried. Ooh. Stay with us. More to come.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not, I repeat, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commit with grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money. Real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
Welcome back to America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about favorite TV moms in honor of Mother's Day. We had to do something like that, right? So Jane Jetson is my favorite, hands down. I'm just saying Jane Jetson. Joining us now on the show, because I know you're all struggling still with what to do for Mother's Day. How many people get those last-minute flowers? And I'm talking about all of you guys in Connecticut. You know who you are, in Illinois, in Texas, in California. She's an event planner. She's got a company called In Any Event. Ashley Kleinert joins us now here on ATN. Ashley, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you've got to chime in. Throw in your 2 cents. Who okay. is your favorite TV mom?
Okay, my favorite TV mom, it's a tie between Wilma Flintstone and I can't think of her first name, but it was Miss Cunningham, Marion Ross on Happy Days. I loved her. I loved her. And I think I loved her so much because Scott Baio was on that show, and I loved him so much. So
we have the same crush, I guess. So we're from the same
yes,
era. I love
I
that.
So.
That's good. And of course, in Happy Days, they probably all of them from Fonzie and Richie, they would have been struggling with what to do with Mother's Day. And you're an event planner. You know how important flowers are. And flowers, I talked to a florist earlier today, and he told me in his store in San Diego, even despite what other people say about other holidays, that the number one day for him, even with Easter and Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that, absolutely was Mother's Day. That probably doesn't surprise you, right?
No, it doesn't surprise me. It is, you know, they say that mothers get, I think it is, so much more than the fathers get on Father's Day, and that everyone that I know in this business would hands down agree with you that the florists, they do a good business on this day.
But see, here's what happens too, because there's going to be a lot of men that are listening that will do the last minute thing, like I said, and they'll run, I believe, to the 800 numbers. But is this
right.
always the best way to go? It's stuck in the back of our brain, which is good for them for the marketing. But is that the best way to go? What kind of flowers do you get with an 800 line?
Well, my thought is you're not going to get bad flowers with the 800 line. But my thought is to go locally. I always like for you to go to your local florist. And the benefit to that is that your florist gets to know you and they get to know your taste. And then you can just, it is one simple phone call, just like it is on the internet or to pick up, do the 1-800. But your florist knows you, and they, you will know what you're sending, and they will know what you like to send, and you become, you know, a friend of them, and you start a relationship with them, and then it's so easy anytime you need something, or anytime your husband or your boyfriend, they know who you use, and you're going to get the best flowers, and the price is, you're going to be better than if you call the 1-800 number, because they always add in, they're a middleman. So you've got a delivery fee and you've got their fee on top of it. And they're just going to call a local florist just like you would. So my thought is go locally, meet a florist, form that relationship, and it will only benefit you in the long run. It may be cost a little bit more up front, but in the long run, it's going to really benefit you.
Wow, so really in the long run, it's actually cheaper if you think of it, because you're cutting out the middleman.
You are cutting out the middleman, and you're going to know what you will be receiving or what the person that you're sending the flowers is going to actually be getting, you know.
Right. Now, because you're an event planner, and like I said, you have to do a lot of things with flowers, obviously that's so huge for so many events. What are the best kind of flowers to buy that won't wilt and die in a couple of days?
Well, my suggestion right now would be probably the best, longest-lasting fresh cut flower that you could do, and you could do this in a plant or a fresh cut, is the orchid. Orchids are hot. They are beautiful. They come in all different colors, and they are going to last you a long time. It is the best bang for your buck out there. And they're you know, kind of idolized right now, and they're kind of sexy and Hollywood-ish. So the orchid is what I would go with.
Wow, and it's not hard to take care of orchids, right?
No, it's so simple, and they don't require a lot of TLC, which is nice. You can just water them every now and then, and you're good to go. But there are other flowers. I mean, orchids are beautiful, and they're great, but there are other flowers that you can use, too. There's the gladiolas that are beautiful and that are long-stemmed, and people love those, and they're, you know, a bright spring color. So those are good, too, and they will last. My only thing is that I would stay away from are like Gerber daisies or any kind of tropical flowers that are not going, you know, they're going to have a shelf life of, you know, 24 to 48 hours. You want something that will last.
Yeah, are flowers the right way to go? I mean, do you think I think women do like flowers, and frankly, that I think sometimes men think you don't want them because it's easy to do and you get them all the time, but I think women really, whether they're your mother or your wife or whatever, I think women really like flowers, am I right?
I would agree with you. I think a lot of women say, oh, you shouldn't have spent the money on me, but really, I think that they're saying, oh, I'm so glad you did spend the money on me. I think that women love flowers, and it's always a nice added touch. And one thing that I always think is that the gift is from the heart. And so if you go and you spend the time to go and pick out those flowers and go to your local florist or go to the supermarkets that have beautiful, beautiful floral selections now, if you go and you pick it out, or you take your kids with you and they get to be part of that, picking out the flowers for their mom or that or their grandmother, no matter what the flower is, the receiver is going to be so excited because they know that is coming from your child's heart or your grandchild's, or, you know, and I think that is a big part of this. It's not just what perfect, it doesn't have to be the perfect flower or your favorite flower. It's who's giving it and the way they give it. And that you took the time to go and pick it out and, you know, make it special.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to tell all the guys listening out there, you do not have to send me flowers. I have so many right now in the studio, but what a sweet thought that is, because I'm afraid that they're going to bang it out on the phone lines because we have such great listeners.
Yeah, I'm afraid you might be getting a lot of flowers tonight, Paige.
That's great. Ashley Clatter, thanks so much. And any event is her company. We'll have to have you on sometime to talk about event planning and weddings.
We've got lots of big events coming up. So.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, there's still ways to do it where you can get the best bang for your buck, I'm sure.
Yes, there are, and we'd love to talk to you about that. So let me know, and we'll come back on.
Awesome. We'll do it. You have a good one, Ashley. Thanks for joining us on America Tonight. All right, so we're talking about, those were some good tips about flowers. So hint, hint, I thought it would be fun to have somebody on to give you guys some help on how to get it. I guess it is good to go local because then you can just pick them out yourself and you ultimately save money. But I wouldn't have thought that because all of us are about convenience, right? So we're jumping on the 800 lines. But the key thing is when the flowers get there, you want them to get there and you want them to be nice flowers when they get there. I've had problems with 800 flower lines before where my mother didn't get the flowers. And, of course, she worked in a building where they didn't get the flowers through to her because it was a guarded building. And eventually she got them, so that was worrisome. So you got to keep in mind where you're sending the flowers. But if you don't have them picked out yet and you have to send them somewhere, you better do it for sure tomorrow. Hey, I mentioned there we're talking about TV moms, and you can absolutely jump on a lot of the hard political stuff that we're always talking about, the stuff with Shahzad, which I'll get into, Pakistan, the Taliban, telling Shahzad bravo for what he did. He's a brave one or whatever, but they're not taking credit for it, too, by the way. And there's a lettuce recall, crazy, in 23 to 25 states. I just got a text from somebody on that. We were working on that story earlier, and I know that probably some of you are already aware of it. I'd say with TV moms, people always revert back to the June Cleaver, you know, the comments about, well, there are no June Cleaver or whatever. Marge Simpson would make some people's lists, probably. Donovan, who makes your list? Best TV mom, who would you say?
I would say, actually, Joyce Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I wasn't even thinking in that direction. That's a good one. You get an A for uniqueness, and plus, that's a good TV mom, absolutely. You know, it's easy to go back in the Wayback Machine and come up with them, but that's definitely a more modern one. You might have somebody in mind, cartoon or not. You like that Jetson, and also the fact that we had Jane Jetson and Ashley there said Wilma Flintstone. So you might be thinking a different direction, like Claire Huxtable, maybe. Please nobody call and say Roseanne Connor. I know you're not going to do that, right? Or Cindy Walsh. Remember 90210? She was in a lot of those episodes, too. Who's your mom most like? Any of those moms? 800-259-5791. Should you eat the lettuce? We're going to talk about it next.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Good morning, Gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16-by-96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Markets and Marsh grocery stores, any of those? If you do, you might want to toss the lettuce. Lettuce that's tainted with E. coli, not fun. You know what E. coli does to you, right? I'm going to tell you the gory details just in case you don't. It's something you don't want to get, by the way. Lettuce that we're talking about that's tainted was sold in Alabama, Connecticut, for all of you listeners in one of our favorite spots, the District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, my Kentucky friends, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. That explains that our whole audience has E. coli. Hopefully you don't have E. coli, but they found some of it. So what's happened is the recalled lettuce has a best if used by date of May 12th or earlier, and it affects the salads that you get. You know, then they put them together and they sell them in those markets. You don't want to pick those suckers up either. Oh, I've done that before. I've run and scrubbed it. And what's happened is some people have come down with E. coli. So they're looking at this, college students at the University of Michigan, and then some of them at Ohio State in Columbus and Amherst, New York. They've had problems with this. And it's nothing to trifle with. 12 of the people who came down with it had to be hospitalized. 3 of them, life-threatening symptoms. Oh, that's scary, isn't it? And E. coli, What it does to you is you're talking about possible kidney damage. You're talking about a syndrome that can cause bleeding in the brain or the kidneys. So when you start to get that feeling, and it starts with mild diarrhea, and, you know, who knows? You're not thinking anything about, oh, yeah, I went to Kroger and I grabbed a salad and it was tainted lettuce. But they're talking about some serious stuff. At least 19 people in all in the places that I mentioned, including the students on those three campuses, were slammed with this stuff, and they're tracing it back to romaine lettuce sold under the Freshway and Imperial Cisco brands. And right now, they're pretty much narrowing it down to 23 states. Oof. It's funny. And talking about, we've had these recalls before. Remember, it's been spinach before. And there was somewhere I ate today. There was like a cafe where, and they had giant signs. Because of the problem in Florida, tomatoes are limited. If you don't have to have tomatoes, please don't take them. And it was a sandwich place. Like, okay, 80% of people want tomatoes on their sandwiches. I'll roll out with that. I'll give my tomatoes back so somebody else can have them because you don't have very many of them, man. So be careful out there if you are a romaine lettuce person and you just happen to run by to grab one of the salads or you grabbed a head of romaine. I use romaine lettuce all the time, but it's not, none of that stuff is tainted, at least right now, in Texas, where our satellite facility is. Of course, the plush mothership there in Minnesota, I don't think they're worried right now. But that's usually what happens. The recall starts, and then you hear about another state and another place and another grocery store. And this one it does have the makings to be pretty big. Okay, I mentioned the Pakistani Taliban deal. And, you know, Faisal Shahzad says he was trained at a Pakistani camp. That's what he's been talking about anyway. To the feds, the Pakistani Taliban denied they had anything to do with the botched car bombing in Times Square, but in the same breath, they praised Shahzad for a brave job. But they're saying we had nothing to do with it. And by the way, several of our brightest and our best law enforcement dudes traveled to Pakistan to question four alleged members of another militant group about possible connections to Shahzad, who is charged with terrorism and weapons offenses and other stuff and the whole failed bombing deal. But in the meantime, Eric Holder says, look, the guy has given us all kinds of great information. We'll see how great that information is. It's good if he's just spilling his guts like they say he is. And this is a guy who was an ex-budget analyst. He was living in Bridgeport, Connecticut in an apartment since he came back from his 5-month stint in Pakistan. And he's talking. They're trying to trace his movements and whether he's connected to the one group or another group to try to piece this all together. Is this a broader plot? Was he a lone wolf guy who got trained, or, you know, what's ultimately the connection there? So that going to Pakistan is pretty significant. And he told about his visits to the country and told about some of the things that he did. He also talked about the SUV, which we know he paid for the SUV that he got off of Craigslist with 13 $100 bills. And they're looking into whether he got the money from some kind of a group, because you did have others who claimed responsibility. So that's what happens. Everybody just claims responsibility for it. And he says he got the bomb making and the arms training at those camps in Pakistan before he came back to the United States. But the bomb was rigged with gas and it had propane tanks and the battery operated alarm clocks and the fertilizer, but no explosive power, and it didn't go off. That was the deal there. So what the bomb squad says, and New York's got a great bomb squad, is it showed that the suspect had some training, but he didn't understand how to attach a detonator or use the right kind of fertilizer. So he was trained, but he wasn't the top guy of the class, in other words. Wow, and this is wild, too. Shahzad's father is a former Air Force officer, and they took him into custody in Pakistan, in protective custody. He's not a suspect, and he was questioned about his son's activities, but they were worried for him, frankly. I connect the dots however they can connect the dots. That's what I say. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. You want to talk about the fat finger, huh, today on Wall Street?
Well, first of all, you said there's a case of E. coli at Michigan and Ohio State?
Yeah, there's a joke in there. Are you going to give us one?
Well, I find it interesting that they actually have something in common. I mean, it's...
Yeah, there's that very... Big blue and the red have very little in common. You're right.
No, it's a bad thing to have in common, but so pretty much east of the Mississippi, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat romaine lettuce anyways. But I tell you what, those tomatoes, isn't it weird? Most of the time when you're a kid, you don't like vegetables. When you're older, you like them.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I used to eat tomatoes all the time, but I can't stand them now. I don't know what the deal is, so.
You know, but you like sauce. You like them crunched up like you like pizza and you like spaghetti sauce, right?
I go light sauce all the time. Can't stand
it. Oh, really?
Anything tomato-y, it doesn't go too well with me. But anyway, now if I got this right, some moron pushed billion instead of million.
Yes.
A button. So,
is that crazy?
So, you know, and I mean, that was a big drop. They said it was down to almost 1,000 points at one point.
Yeah, no, it was the biggest plunge. It was the second biggest plunge ever in like a half an hour.
You know, I'm just like, you'd think they'd have checks and balances or something like that,
you know,
or, you know, somebody be checking what you know, these traders in or whatever. But it'll probably rebound today. I bet you it goes back up 300 or 400 points today. You know?
Oh, yeah, because ultimately it bounced back a little bit. It did bounce back. It closed at 347 and 80 points. So that's basically, 3.2%. But it's the worst decline they've had since April of 2009. Not like there weren't a lot of problems already with the negative news and what's happening in Greece and everything else and the European Union and what's going to happen with the euro and all that. And so then you just throw this onto the fire. That's terrible.
Yeah, so... Anyway, I'll tell you what. So, how bad things have been going, it just doesn't surprise me something like that had happened, you know, so.
Yeah, we've got the oil. We are overrun by illegal immigrants. What else do we have? We have Shahzad and the nonsense in Times Square and how many others are there out there? Then we have the situation where the Dow just gets sent crashing because somebody hits the wrong key and then the market slowly bounces back, but still it's a terrible tank. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I got to tell you something. My mom and dad were taking my ex-brother-in-law down to Vegas last night. And, unfortunately, my dad thought he was 21 again or was Steve McQueen or something like that. And there's an area that you go through Arizona, about a 28-30 mile part that clips the state there. It goes through the canyons and the Virgin River. And sure enough, he got a ticket, you know, and he deserved it. He knows he deserved it. It was a pretty bad one, you know. So I was just kind of like, I said, when the cop had you pulled over and, you know, of course, Archie, my ex-brother-in-law, he's African-American, you know, and I just said, did he ask Archie for his papers? I'm sorry.
That's pretty good.
No, anyway, it's not like that. I'm just joking, so. Listen, Kate, you know, I told you I know my joke's getting old that I was a mother once, you know, but to all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day this weekend, And if you got mom still alive, make sure you do everything you can to show respect and love. And that doesn't mean buying flowers, by the way. I don't know. I've never gotten that. But
can buy flowers. Hey, I agree with that sentiment. That's a great way to end this. Thanks, Don. You have a great weekend, too. But I think buying flowers and phone calls and stuff is good as well. Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Femicide after 70 years, that's what you go stand for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Favorite TV moms in honor of Mother's Day. You can throw in your 2 cents via the phone or email americatonight.net. If you go to our website anyway, we've had a lot of updates where we've got the blunder of the day and a lot of blogging about different things and what you missed if you missed some previous shows. But if you go to americatonight.net and shoot me an email, that'd be great, because then we'll just weigh in on the whole TV mom thing from way back when, from Lucille Ball to Jane Wyatt to Donna Reed, you know, the 50s and 60s moms to moving forward. And in the 2000s, a lot different than the Lucille Ball kind of moms, like Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls, Jane Charismatic from Malcolm in the Middle. She was pretty good. Some people would say maybe Sharon Osbourne. Maybe, she would make my list. probably Mary Louise Parker from Weeds. Oh, the best show. Weeds, I've been watching it for a couple of years. It's on, I want to say it's on Showtime. And it's never fails to shock, I guess. Or The New Adventures of Old Christine, Julie Louis-Dreyfus. They spelled her name wrong on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I have that on the website, by the way, where they spelled her middle name, which is Louis, which is L-O-U-I-S, L-U-I-S. That is bad. Anyway, you might even say Shannon Tweed from Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. If you like Reality Tube, that might make, she might make your list. And the list goes on and on, I'm sure, if you think of the history of TV and what you watched as a kid and what you're watching now, I guess. There's more TV moms that we've missed. But you can send me them at americatonight.net or jingle the phone lines. So let's see. So far this hour, we've been talking about lettuce. You could get E. coli. We mentioned the crazy stock market crash because some idiot hit the wrong key, which is frightening in itself to think that people's fates and fortunes not only are just relying on big-time gambling, because the market is gambling. When you're on Wall Street, you can experience the highest highs but the lowest lows, too. And one thing can tweak it, or somebody could be doing something illegal you don't know about, and the company can tank, and bye-bye, there goes the funds. But in this case, it was because somebody just hit the wrong key and hit a B for billions instead of an M for millions, and it could have come from Citi. They're denying it, but naturally it's being investigated at this point. You would think there would be better checks and balances, some kind of backup from that when everything we do is computerized, for goodness sakes. That's crazy. I mentioned this earlier, but conservatives lead in a close UK vote. Some of the returns already are suggesting that the opposition conservative party outpolled the rivals but fell short of the parliamentary majority in that UK election. So with two-thirds of the votes in, the Tories are on track to gain the most seats in 80 years. That's huge, but still miss the majority that would ensure that they get back to power after 13 years of the Labour Party. The Labour Party's out. And the exit polls that they've done in the UK are showing that it's the Conservatives, and that's David Cameron, would be 21 votes short of what he needed. And then the Labour, headed by the incumbent, the Prime Minister Gordon Brown, would claim, 255 seats, but 95 fewer than it won 5 years ago. So that means there's not a majority. And this is what we thought. We talked to a history expert earlier on America Tonight a couple of nights ago about what's happening there and how significant this is, what a big change this will be. And Cameron being the prime minister, if you look at what Gordon Brown's done, it's a change in the party there. It probably helps in the relationship with the United States is what I'm thinking, versus what was going on with Brown. And Brown started to have problems because of, stepping in and inheriting basically what Tony Blair left. And there were heavy hangover feelings over siding with us, with America, and jumping in with Bush and going off to Iraq. But this is significant because this is a big change, one of the biggest changes in modern times. What did I say? 13, 14 years. But you wouldn't have a majority party. Wow. And this is what they expected. Everything was just divvied up. And the conservatives have more differences with the so-called liberal Democrats there than the Labour does. So it makes it tough to see how it all will shake out in the end. What we care about is, hey, Britain's one of the allies, and if they're still saddling up with us versus going with one of the European countries, that's better, in my opinion, because we still need all the allies we can get, so you don't want to see that change. So anyway, so that's what's happening in England while we wrestle with the bizarre market plunge here on Wall Street. It's just absolutely baffling, that five-minute sell-off that was triggered by a breakdown of their own trading systems. Insane. with everything else that we have to grapple with on Wall Street. And the big story certainly of the week was the oil spill. And the oil spill, there's not great news to report there. At this point, it's still about the containment and hoping it doesn't spread all the way around the eastern and the western, well, first the western coast and then the eastern coast of Florida. Because at this point in Miami, they're bracing for it. I heard they were selling T-shirts on South Beach that said Big Slick, something about Big Slick to go away, and had the stain, you know, the water tainted on the front of the T-shirt. Wearing that, I don't get what that's about, but okay. Some entrepreneur thought they'd make a few bucks. I survived the spill. I survived the big spill. I don't know. You got to think of a better T-shirt than that. There's got to be a better saying. And it's not a great thing for Miami. It's not a great thing for any of those beaches if that, in fact, happens. But at this point, it's still all about what's happening in the Gulf and what's going on in the fishing business and trying like hell to contain it with this box that was this steel box that was put on top of where the spill is coming from and trying to pump out as much of it as possible. But even with that and the other methods with netting it and trying to skim it off and then the burn method, it still isn't taking all of it. It's still not taking it all of it out of there. And that's the biggest problem. There is no timetable. There is no, I'm sure if we do this, this is what's going to happen. And ultimately, with all the ships and even the shrimpers and other fishermen out there trying to help, which is a good thing, there are a lot of people with nets that are skimming, that are trying to help, that are trying to do things. But we come back to the same thing. It could be to no avail if the box doesn't work and catches more of the oil, and ultimately, if it's not capped off, it will just continue to pour. And I said this a week ago. They're talking about 3 months, so we are going to be talking about this spill in terms of what's the damage for a while, barring a miracle happening to shut that valve off to stop the leak. But the oil containment box being lowered, and they did this at night on Thursday, the giant concrete and steel box over the blown out well, is at least a step in the right direction, because you might as well get as much as you can, even if you can't get all of the oil that's seeping out. At least you can try to pull the worst of it off at the top, and with this 100-ton containment vessel, it'll collect about 85%, they say, of the oil that's spewing into the Gulf, and they'll be able to funnel it up to a tanker. Hey, I say that's something anyway. Don't forget your moms this weekend, as it is Mother's Day. Remember, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world.